You're tuned in to Global Waters Radio, a podcast series produced by the Water Team at the U.S. Agency for International Development. The series offers listeners insights from USAID officials, development partners, thought leaders, and experts from across the water sector as they discuss current USAID water programming and cutting-edge research from around the world. This week on the podcast, Annabelle Watitu, Executive Director at the Institute of Environment and Water Management in Nairobi, Kenya. Annabelle is a gender and water expert who has helped mainstream gender into natural resource management for more than 15 years. She's recently promoted the successful gender integration of Kenyan water utility workforces as part of the USAID-funded Sustainable Water and Sanitation in Africa program, or SUWASA, which concluded in 2015. More recently, she's been involved with the USAID-funded Kenya Integrated Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene program, or KIWASH. We reached Annabelle recently at her Nairobi office to discuss the role of women in Kenya's water sector, hear about some of the progress Kenya is making in mainstreaming gender into water management, and to get her thoughts on Kenya's prospects for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, water and sanitation targets. So to get started, Annabelle, gender mainstreaming has been a big part of your work. Can you describe for listeners some of the ways that greater women's involvement contributes to improved water management and service provision?
The contribution that women's involvement in water management and water service provision makes to the water supply enhances good water governance, which includes greater accountability in service provision, and it also enhances integrity because by bringing women on board to also become decision makers, then you're increasing transparency and accountability. Efforts to mainstream gender also help water service providers to align investment with the needs of both men and women. So when you meet people's needs, of course, what happens is that customers are more willing to pay for water services. They're more willing also to protect the infrastructure, so they become more involved, so they're able to actually take up responsibility in terms of ensuring that the infrastructure is not getting vandalized. So it increases a lot of, sustainability of water service infrastructure. From my experience, we have also found that water service providers have a way of thinking that customers are the men, because they think that water service provision is always paid for by men. But then the moment we begin to include women and, issues of gender within their programming and service provision, then this makes them to begin to respect women and to treat them as customers. And so what happens is that, of course, they begin to see that everybody can become a customer, which enhances the customer base and in turn also increases the economic viability of all our water service providers. So the whole aspect of gender equality mainstreaming also contributes a great deal in harnessing the capacities of women and men. And so basically what you see is that there is more improved performance in terms of people being able to be more productive as a team.
In Kenya, what would you say are some of the biggest obstacles standing in the way of women being involved in water management beyond the household?
Yeah, I think one of the barriers that we have experienced is that even though we have been trying to ensure that there is increased participation of women, and particularly in technical or engineering areas, you find that we have very few women who have got those kind of backgrounds. One of the interventions that we have seen, like, for example, the Nile Basin Initiative had a program that was focusing more and encouraging women to take, to take job opportunities in the water sector. And so they were providing women graduates with internship just as a way of encouraging them to join the water sector. At the national level, I see Kenya Water Institute, which is a research institute of the Ministry of Water, has also been trying to encourage girls through school-based outreach to undertake technical courses. And so you find that that is also contributing a great deal to bringing more and more women on board and to ensure that girls can begin to take up opportunities in the water sector, and particularly to take courses that are technical, like engineering. And I think also the other thing, of course, that we have seen is lack of adequate communication or well-targeted communication that would ensure that women have got more access to information about water supply. So even if you want to pass information about water supply, issues of water connection, then you find that hardly do women get that kind of information.
So talk to us about the role that the Kenya Integrated Water Sanitation and Hygiene Program is now playing. How are some of Kiwash's interventions trying to further integrate women into Kenya's water sector?
Yeah, Kiwash, Kenya Integrated Water Sanitation and Hygiene Program, has an ambitious goal to reach up to 1 million people in the next 5 years, and intends to ensure that both women and men are adequately engaged in this whole process. We are going to be working more with water companies, the county government, basically just to ensure that we support their targets and their goals for water in their own counties. So in terms of gender equality mainstreaming, we are working in line with the USAID's commitment to ensure that gender equality and female empowerment objectives are integrated into all aspects of the program. And Kiwash has taken certain steps to ensure that gender integration and women empowerment is going to be part of this process. So Kiwash also hopes to promote champions of change among women and men that they're going to be working with, especially in small-scale businesses. And the aim here is to just be able to foster change and to develop leadership of both men and women in terms of water and sanitation. It's also working a lot, especially in corporate governance, to encourage water companies to involve both women and men in leadership of the water companies. Yeah, for example, Kiwash has supported quite a number of water utilities on corporate governance, where they provide a 3 to 5 day training on corporate governance. And one of the topics that is covered under this training is effectiveness of gender equality mainstreaming in strengthening corporate governance. Kiwash is working with the companies to ensure that all obstacles and barriers that impede women from accessing water and sewage services are addressed. For example, we have noted that in many companies, they always require that if you have to get a water connection, you'd have to produce a title deed. And because many women and poor people don't have title deeds, we are working a lot with the companies to look for alternative ways of ensuring that everybody can be able to be within the requirements and the conditions. So basically, those are the kind of things that Kiwash is doing. And so we are hoping that in meeting its target of 1 million people by the end of the 5 years, that women will also find an opportunity to be able to participate in this whole process, but also in accessing services and benefits that come in this project.
So looking at the big picture going forward, how do you see Kenya's path unfolding as it works to achieve the water and sanitation targets for the Sustainable Development Goals?
Yes, I know that we are moving quite slow. And of course, even though we are committed to the SDG goals, we are still a long way in the sense that if you look at the sewage coverage right now, it is at 19%, you know, as the whole country. And when you look at the amount of money required right now, it's huge deficit that is there. But again, there is a huge potential that this is likely to happen because Kenya is already beginning to embrace quite a number of different financing methodologies. They may be complex, but I think the different methodologies of financing the water sector will help us what the government is actually planning to achieve. We'll be able to make a huge progress in the next few years. And I think for me, I'm excited that the government, you know, has become more responsive and keen on ensuring that we can be able to achieve the target for the SDG and our own target for 2030.
Well, Annabelle, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I look forward to hearing again from you.
For more information on USAID Kenya's water programming and the work of Kenya's Institute of Environment and Water Management, please have a look at the links below. And as always, if you have a topic you'd like to see covered on a future edition of the podcast, go ahead and drop us a line at waterteam@usaid.gov. This is Global Waters Radio.